Welcome to another Vantage Points Flashback, where we highlight personalities, places, and opportunities in history, the stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, Municipal Councils of Southwest Manitoba and Manitoba Heritage, for supporting our work. Farmer Mary Hathaway. They just rode up and took my barn. The commander said once the troubles settled down out west, they'll give it back. Said they needed it to freshen the horses on the way to Fort Carleton. It's our winter shelter for the sheep. Neighbors just built the barn last year. Not sure how lucky it is now being on the Northwest Mounted Police Trail. You said I'm the positive one, but this gets my goat. Times like this, I'd like to have you around. We came to Southwest Manitoba 2 years ago, Warren, so you could try out the dry prairie air. That was 1882. You thrived, so the kids and I settled in. We were making plans to get our own land, but the generous soul that you are, or rather were, you jumped in to rescue the neighbor from a near-frozen pond, contracted pneumonia, and now you're gone. What was I to do? The two teenage boys thought we should do as you wanted, file for this quarter section north of Deloraine, near Dand. I wasn't sure. Going home to Ontario sounded real soothing. But my boys' eagerness convinced me to give farming a try. Your brother-in-law, Pastor Davies, took me to the land titles office soon as he could. Good man, that. But we found a line of land seekers 2 days long, so I made camp best I could. There weren't many women in the lineup. Word was that single women, no matter how determined to farm, couldn't get free land. The Canadian government allows any man, single or not, and me as a widowed woman with children, to file for free land, but not single women. Hard to get my head around that one. As I waited, I saw Pastor Davies chatting with some fellows. A ripple went through the crowd, and the next I knew, men were stepping aside, beckoning me forward to the front of the line. A year later, here we are, on our sheep farm. The older children help with the animals. I clean, card, spin, and weave the wool. We sell mittens and hats for 5 cents each. Keeps the wolf from the door. But we couldn't have managed without help from our neighbors. They plowed our fields, built the sod house and that barn for us. The Dand community wants our family to thrive. Sure, we'll make do without a barn. The sheep will huddle in the hay. Family and community will persevere. All will work out in the end. But if it's not working out, well, then it's not the end yet, right? Good night, dear Warren. We miss you every day. I adapted Farmer Mary Hathaway from a story written for Vantage Points 4. Vantage Points is a 5-book series of stories about the layers of history in Southwest Manitoba. All stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about the Turtle Mountain Surface Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.